The Homewood Children's Village began in 2007 with a mission to improve the lives of Homewood's children and reweave the fabric of the community in which they live. The man in charge now is President and CEO Derek Lopez.
Homewood is maybe the least livable neighborhood in Pittsburgh, the most livable city. Homewood only has 6,400 residents, 3,000 households, it's 2,100 kids. We should be able to truly help mobilize and move this entire community with a concerted effort.
Improving children's lives means supporting the systems they need to succeed, according to Lopez. Home and family, community, peers, and schools.
When those systems are all working, our kids do well. And so I usually say that Squirrel Hill is a model system. It has great schools. It has two-parent families, a nice community, and peer systems through the various things that they do with the JCC and the YMCA and all of those systems that they put together for their children. In Homewood, all of those systems are challenged.
Hampton Conway, former principal of Propel East Charter School in Turtle Creek, grew up in Prince George's County, Maryland, in an African-American neighborhood that met his needs.
You know that African proverb where they say it takes a village to raise a child. I'm one of those. I feel like I grew up with a village. I had people all around me all the time encouraging me to do well, holding me accountable when I did not do well. I mean, church members, cousins, friends, friends of the family. I mean, that was a constant push. And I also was exposed to folks that are doing well, that look like me.
The Homewood Children's Village works with residents, organizations, governments, schools, and funders to bring what's needed to Homewood's children from birth through high school and beyond. According to Derek Lopez, a former assistant superintendent with Pittsburgh Public Schools.
We started partnering with PACE, the Pittsburgh Association for the Education of Young Children, around the birth to age 5. What do our children need to know and be able to do in order for them to be kindergarten ready? And today we've actually pulled together parent partners, and there are 12 of them, that have gone through a cohort of training where they receive professional development at what we're calling the Early Learning Hub here at Homewood. And our children and families are benefiting birth to age 5 through that work.
Homewood children may need extra support to succeed in school, which Lopez says the village is providing at neighborhood schools like Westinghouse High.
26 additional adults in the building, everyone from the Heinz Endowments Fellows that were there. There were 10 African-American men. We had AmeriCorps Fellows within the building. We had social work interns provided by the University of Pittsburgh School of Social Work. We had a range of adults working alongside teachers to help students navigate systems that they otherwise would be challenged by so that they could be more productive as young people.
Only 15% of Westinghouse High graduates were eligible to continue their education through the Pittsburgh Promise, which requires a 90% attendance record and at least a 2.5 GPA. Derek Lopez.
We also began to pilot work in our Bridge to College and Promise Fulfillment work, which was developing a college-going culture for our students to make sure that they're eligible for the Pittsburgh Promise.
Educators say cognitive learning is based on developmental pathways, the physical, psychological, language, social, and ethical, some of which present challenges in Homewood. For instance, says Lopez, language.
Language development is not just reading and writing, but it's how you hear things, how you speak, how you write, how you read, and how you interact with one another. And because school has middle-class norms, if children haven't developed language that is consistent with middle-class norms, they're not going to do well in school.
Lopez says students need to master formal English.
Particularly with high school students, it's important that you teach them that there is a language of communication within the community where you live. There's a language of communication in the business and the academic world. And teaching that explicitly is actually as valuable as teaching them a foreign language.
There are also norms of behavior that have to be explicitly taught and navigated. Lopez calls it code switching.
When you get into a business setting, you're going to have to act a certain way. When you get into a football game, you act a certain way. How you look, how you act, and how you speak are the first cuts kids get in life. If you don't pass the look, if you don't pass the act, you don't pass the speak, you're not going to be given an opportunity to get a job, to get an internship, to get into a school. Because if people are afraid of how you look, act, and speak, they're not going to give you an opportunity.
African-American males may face special challenges. Lopez agrees with those who say they have been dehumanized because of assumptions about who they are.
That dehumanization has led to stereotypes and misconceptions that lead to harsh treatment that is even unconscious. Our kids feel that. When our kids feel that, they act on it. They act on an accepting, caring adult, but they also can feel an adult that's either fearful or an adult that doesn't care about them as humans. And so it's incumbent upon us, people of goodwill, to really embrace whatever the challenges may be.
African-American males are much more likely to be disciplined in schools across the country and in our region. Last year, accounting for 19 of 20 expulsions and 90% of suspensions in Woodland Hills. Derek Lopez.
What that shows is there's a cultural disconnect between the teachers and the young men that are being suspended, because it's not that they're engaging in misbehaviors that are so egregious, but because of zero tolerance, minor things have led to referrals.
In other words, referrals to the principal, sometimes for mere violations of the uniform or dress code. In January, the federal government called on schools to stop removing students from the classroom, except for serious rules violations. Besides the fact that suspended students are missing class and not learning, studies link suspensions to academic failure, dropping out, and criminal justice involvement, what some call the school-to-prison pipeline.
If my children misbehave, I don't put them out on the porch. I try to figure out what's happened, why they're doing it, and then I bring them back into the fold by teaching them. I asked my teachers that when I was a principal, and they got it. Oh, yes, you should think about those children that are sitting in front of you every day as your own children. So if you wouldn't put your own child on the front porch, why would you put that child out of your classroom? Figure out what's going on. Help them to navigate and make a better decision the next time.
Lopez invites people in and around Pittsburgh to help the Homewood Children's Village.
We need the caring and consistent adults across the city to say, I too am part of the village. What can I do in my small part to grow and develop children? There is room for everyone to step in and assist us in what we believe is a really heavy lift, but one that can be done for our kids.
Charlie Song, 90.5 WESA News.